This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know, a lot of people spend time at home with the family and for Christmas holidays, but other people take little staycations for Christmas. And one of the places that several people go is up to Toledo Bend, rent one of those nice cabins, stay warm in there, build a fire, and get into some good wintertime fishing. And to help you do that, we got Captain Josh Sykes of Bent Rods Guide Service joining us now. And Josh, what can you tell us about winter fishing? How is it transitioned from fall to winter up there?
Yeah, so the fishing in the wintertime is really good. It's one of the probably the best-kept secrets in Louisiana. The fish move out a little bit deeper, but they get in large schools, both the crappie and the bass, and you can catch a lot of fish, and the fish are a lot bigger this time of year. They're feeding up for that cold weather, and they're super thick, full of shad, and just a lot of fun to catch.
If I were going bass fishing today, where would I concentrate my casting, and what baits would I bring?
So you have really two different patterns going on the lake in the wintertime. The grass bite gets good because it holds heat, and a lot of the bait fish move into the grass, and the bass bury in the grass. And so that's going to be your typical old school rattle trap, chatterbait, spinnerbait, a lightweighted Texas rig, baby brush hog, or even a lightweighted Carolina rig or Senko. Just kind of fishing grass edges in about 6 to 8 foot of water. You know, a day like that, typically you can go and catch anywhere from 15 to 20 or 25 bass and typically have a couple pretty good ones mixed in that grass, some big fish in the grass. The other pattern we have going and the way we're catching our fish is really fishing open water in anywhere from 30 to 50 foot. And these fish are chasing big balls of bait fish out there in open water. And some of these schools, we're seeing 400 or 500 fish in a school. It's unbelievable the amount of fish, and we're catching anywhere from 40 to over 100 in a day, and a lot of good 3 to 5 pound fish mixed in with them. A lot of good solid fish.
Man, that sounds really good. The problem is, how do you locate those big balls of bait? Are you using live scope to find them, or are there some other signs?
Yeah, so typically, if I see birds, pelicans and loons on the lake, I go to anywhere I see birds. Those birds, they fish for a living, right? They have to eat. Well, we're fishing for fun. They're fishing to stay alive. And so they're a telltale sign of shad. And typically when I see birds, I go to them, use my down scan and my side scan to see if there's shad present. If there's shad, then I immediately stand up, drop my live scope with my trolling motor, and I start scanning around. And typically, once you find shad, it doesn't take long to find the bass. They're right there with them.
Yeah, should be some really good action. As far as the crappie sockeye this time of the year, what's the pattern?
So the crappie are in a transition right now. We had been catching them on the south end of the lake, just fishing over the top of our brush piles and natural timber. But now they're kind of transitioning more towards the north end, and they're getting on standing timber on the side of the river channel. So, you know, years ago, the chicken coop was a well-known area on the lake. The river channel swung right there by the bank in that area of the lake, and everybody used to line up and just tie up the stumps and catch tons of crappie. And we're using that same pattern, and we're fishing anywhere from the chicken coop area all the way up to the mouth of the river. Any stump or timber close to the river channel is going to have some crappie on it right now. And typically when you find them this time of year, they're hungry, they're biting, and they eat just about anything you drop down to them.
That sounds great. Josh, gift certificates for fishing trips. Can you help listeners with that if they want to give a gift certificate and then it can be redeemed, you know, maybe during the spring or another time of the year?
Yes, sir, we do. We sell gift certificates at just our normal fishing rates. We email gift certificates to customers, and it's a great Christmas present. You know, if you're a wife looking for a present for your husband, or even a dad looking for something to give to his son, experiences to me is a greater present than any gift, because something you can experience with a loved one, and it's a ton of fun. And so we sell those. They're good for a year, so they can be redeemed anytime next year in 2026.
Yeah, spending time together is a great gift. If somebody wants to do that, Josh, and find out more about your services and the boats that you have, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, so they can look us up on Facebook, Bent Rods Guide Service. They can go to our website, which is www.bentrodsguideservice.com, or they can call me directly anytime at 318-308-5818, and we can get them hooked up with a trip or a gift certificate, either one.
I'm getting visions of Christmas lights decorating the lake up now along the camps. Am I right?
You are correct. And, man, I tell you what, Cypress Bend Park, they go all out. They've got a great Christmas light show there, a little drive-through nativity scene. It's a pretty neat deal, and fireworks all over the lake for Christmas. It's a fun place to be this time of year.
And you're fortunate enough to live there 365 days a year. Josh, thanks so much for the report. Best of luck to you guys, and Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
All right, Josh Sykes, Bent Rides Guide Service. Check them out. Got those gift certificates waiting for you. All right, we got the Steel Man checking in from Covington. He says, while duck numbers in the area were fair, hunting was slow in Gaydon last weekend. On the bright side, picked up a new black lab last weekend and focus on training this weekend. Boy, nothing like a brand new puppy to work with. Good luck to you, Steel Man. All right, we got some more texts. We'll get back to those. And also, we got a fishing report coming up with Captain Darrell Carpenter on Grand Isle. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.